There's a very well-known tshuva in Rav Moshe Feinstein's Igros Moshe Chelek Gimel, Simen Samach Gimel. Rav Moshe was asked whether there is an isser of kitnius with regard to peanuts. If you look in the Kobetz Halachos, you know, Kleiman quotes that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky told him that he was present in the room when Rav Moshe was asked the shayla. And Rav Shmuel says that Rav Moshe actually laughed when he was asked the question. And the tshuva, though, there's no indication of that reaction. Rav Moshe addresses it like he does countless other shaylas. And he says as follows. Rav Moshe writes that I've written with regard to peanuts that in many places they ate peanuts on Pesach. And you asked me, how could that be? After all, people make peanut flour, and perhaps therefore it should be included in the Isser of Kitnius. So if Moshe responds by saying that there is no such rule that anything that you can make flour from is automatically included in and prohibited based on the minug of Kitnius. After all, says Reb Moshe, just look at potatoes. Potatoes, people are making potato starch left and right, perhaps more than any other non-grain product. And Reb Moshe writes that this is not just in America, but in Europe too. In past generations, no one ever had a chashash to aser potatoes. So Rav Moshe therefore says, at the very outset of his tshuva, you can't assume that just because you make flour out of something, that it's automatically included in the iser of kitnius, the haraya potatoes. One looks in Rav Gedalia Felder's Yesod Yeshurah and Chelek Vav. He cites a fascinating tshuva from Rav Yaakov Emdin, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Yaakov Emdin writes that his Talmud told him that in Mannheim, Germany, this takes us back to the 1700s, in Mannheim, Germany, the Rav wanted to aser on Pesach eating the erd apple, the earth apple potatoes, because they make flour from it. So it should be aser, like kitnius. And the Mannheim Balabatim objected. How could you create a new Isser? The previous Rav didn't aser it. So Rafelder writes, it seems pretty clear from the Tshuva and Rav Yaakov Emdin that the Isser of Kitnius did not, at that point in time anyways in Germany, extend to include potatoes. That was viewed as a new Chiddush. Someone wanted to aser potatoes in the 1700s in Mannheim in Germany. However, he does write that the Primer Gadim, writing a little bit later after Yaakov Emdin in Simen Tov Nun Gimel, says that b'makom shenagu heter, you shouldn't aser potatoes, implying that already by his time there were some places where they asered potatoes. So Primer Gadim is saying b'makom shenagu heter, don't aser it. But in Yaakov Emdin's time, it seems like it was a darbar chadash to think of an iser on potatoes. But Rav Moshe, though, writes that it is pretty commonly assumed, certainly by now, that potatoes are not bechalal the issur of kitnius. So you can't assume that, oh, you make flour from something, memela, it's also mishum kitnius. No such rule, says Rav Moshe. And Moshe then continues and says that the fact you see the Ramah asers mustard midin kitnius, even though no one makes flour from mustard, as far as I'm aware. So, lav dafka, that the Isser of Kitnius extends only to that which the reasons are all applicable to, and does not include that which the reasons are not applicable to. You can't necessarily determine based on whether the reasoning is relevant that the product should become Usser. So Moshe writes, therefore, you have to conclude, says Rav Moshe, dafka, that which we know, nohagu le'esar, and that which is yadua meforsam is included in the iser. But that which you don't know was nahagu le'asar, such as peanuts, not included in the iser. Then Moshe explains. He says, the Isser that stemmed from the Minhag of Kitnius was not a gathering of Chachamim who instituted a takana to aser certain products. It was a practice that evolved to be machmenah to eat certain types of products based on concerns of confusion with chametz, mixtures with chametz. But because it never was a takana, b'kibbutz chachamim, says Rav Moshe, that whatever the svaras apply, that's what's aser midin kitnius. So if Rav Moshe says that which they adopted the iser on became aser. That which they didn't adopt the iser on, for example, because it wasn't available to them at that time, perhaps, so then that did not become aser. So Moshe writes, potatoes which weren't available to the Rishonim at the time that the Minhag of Kitnius evolved, Minhag of Kitnius dates back to the 1200s approximately, potatoes weren't available to them, so they were never included in the iser, says Rav Moshe. And when potatoes did become available, so Rav Moshe says the Chachamim didn't want to aser potatoes, maybe because he says there was a necessity for them to have potatoes. I would throw in the one of the few Yiddish songs that they taught in Yiddish class back to the days in Eastern Europe, a song that essentially indicated that potatoes was at the 8th, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, Nachem Shalom, a potato kugel, and back to Sunday, potatoes again. It's all the 8th. So, Rav Moshe says, perhaps they didn't ask the potatoes, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, Rav Moshe does not think to include peanuts in the Isser of Kitnius either. He says, b'makom shaleka minhag, if there's no minhag to aser kitnius, to aser peanuts midin kitnius, then do not aser the peanuts midin kitnius. Because b'dvarim keilu ein lahachmir, says Rav Moshe. If you have a minhag not to eat peanuts, okay, then it's aser, says Rav Moshe. But misafik, he says, one should not aser peanuts. The same way potatoes didn't become aser, he thinks peanuts should not become aser either. So writes Rav Moshe. This is a tshuva written, it appears, to Mr. Jack Goldman. I assume that's Jack Goldman of the Otsar Sfarim store. 1966. This was 1966. The kasha that many ask on Rav Moshe is the following. Rav Moshe seems to be arguing that, well, potatoes weren't available to be shown at the time of 1200s, 1300s when the Kitnius Minhag evolved. So it was never at that time adopted as an Isser. And when it became available to them, even though they make potato flour, and it was logically something you would have thought should have been included in the Isser, but they didn't ask for it because Mipnei Hatzarech, perhaps, they needed it. They couldn't survive without it. So the kasha that many raised against Rav Moshe is, what about corn? Corn wasn't available to the Rishonim in the 12 or 1300s either. And when it became available to them, centuries later, everyone presumably adopts the minhag of kitnius with regards to corn. So why did that become aser and not potatoes? So B'Tamlin, as Mesaras Moshe Chalik Beis, writes that the question was posed to Moshe himself. It was why did they aser corn then if it wasn't initially available at the time of the origins of the minhag? So Moshe said, well, very pashut. Perhaps when corn did become available to the Ashkenazi Jewish communities in Eastern Europe, whenever it happened, 1500s or so, they perhaps, for whatever reason, asered it. So it became part of the minhag. And when potatoes became available to them, they didn't aser it. So it didn't become part of the minhag. There's no one set rule that, oh, this, the svaras apply to, becomes aser. This, the svaras don't apply to, didn't become aser. Seems to be based on what happened when the particular product in question first became available to the Jewish communities that abided by the minhag of kitnius. That's how Moshe explained the distinction between potatoes on the one hand and corn on the other, and why he feels that it should not be relevant to peanuts, b'makom she'ein minhag le'esar, says Moshe. This, of course, figured prominently in the discussion with regard to quinoa, which was also of a more recent innovation, I guess, to the North American Jewish dinner table. Is that b'chal the isser of kitnius or not? So there were poskim such as Rav Belsky who felt that it should become aser midin kitnius. It has the reasons that one would apply to kitnius apply to quinoa as well. Whereas other poskim, be it the CRC, the Star K, argue in part based on of Moshe's tshuva that you can't just extend the minhag of kinyas to that which was not originally part of the minhag. Yes, you would acquire a special kashrut Pesach certification because you have to obviously be cautious to avoid any mixing of real chametz grains with the quinoa grains during the processing, the packaging. But they argue based on Moshe's tshuva that we don't just determine, oh, the svaras of kinyas apply to this product, it should become aser midin kinyas. So again, the chiluk ideas that perhaps maybe one could argue applied to or didn't apply to corn or to potatoes as they apply today to quinoa. But so Moshe, when he writes that they didn't ask potatoes, but perhaps because of the tzorech, so it was not, they couldn't have survived that, you're saying. Think about the quinoa. And I'm right, so as I alluded to earlier, that Yiddish song that all they ate was potatoes every day of the week certainly alludes to the fact that they needed it. That's one of the reasons why Poskim said that karpas became potatoes for many Eastern European Jews. All they didn't have green, fresh vegetables. They had potatoes. Also, what they heavily relied upon. So you're arguing maybe the heter of potatoes was because of mipnei tzarach. They have nothing else to eat on a regular basis that could fill them up reliably. Whereas if it's not a tzarach, maybe you should aser it. But Moshe's svaras, though, are that you can't assume that whatever the svara of kinyas applies to automatically becomes aser. Depends on the chachamim at that particular time. So if the chachamim of that particular door determined that this is aser midin kinyas, it is. If they determine it's not, then it's not. What are the svaras, just to conclude with? If one looks in the svar, one looks in the hagos on the smak. Sorry? So Moshe writes, if the minig is not le'asor, then it shouldn't become asor. In many places, peanuts, the minig is le'asor. The Tzavet Tzvi Hoffman in his Ma'amid Lahoel, Poskim Sait, Simen Peiches, and Tzvi Pesach Frank, and Mekroi Kodesh, Chelik Beis, Simen Samach, both write that in Yerushalayim, the minig was to asor peanuts. So, for whatever the reason, the minig became to asor in many communities. But Moshe is arguing that in Litva, they didn't asor it. In the community that Moshe was familiar with, it seems. And he felt that it shouldn't become necessarily assumed to be usher. So again, nowadays, Hashgacha organizations in general do not allow peanuts on Pesach because it seems the more popular meaning has become to usher it. But Reb Moshe, based on the on his arguments that it should not be included in the Sif Kitnias, even though we perhaps adopt the meaning that it is, but his svaras to not include in Kitnias could be extended to quinoa, according to many contemporary poskim, that we don't automatically assume that whatever we think the svar is applied to should therefore become aser midin kinyas. Okay, we'll continue more of this in the coming shir.